Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Today, I learned so much about energy patterns, and I know we've been talking about energy patterns for like 11 years, but today, I finally came to understand what an energy pattern really is inside of you and how we do all we do to replace those negative energy patterns with positive ones. It's all going to become crystal clear to you, I promise. That is coming up next. First, I need to ask you to do something for me. I need you to picture a genius. Go ahead right now, in your mind, close your eyes, picture a genius. Did you picture a woman? I didn't think so. That's why Janis Kaplan wrote this book. It's called The Genius of Women. What got her started?
Well, it started from that idea that I heard from somebody early on, a pollster who told me that he had done a survey that found that 90% of Americans think that geniuses tend to be men. 90% is a crazy number, and it just intrigued me and made me spend the next 2 years trying to figure out why that might be.
Wow. All right. Well, there's obviously a shift happening now, and women are totally coming to the forefront. Tell us about a couple of the women in your book you'd like us to know about.
Well, I hope that shift is occurring, and I did meet some extraordinary women. One of the ones I particularly admired was Dr. Frances Arnold, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry a couple of years ago. She's at Caltech. She came up with a completely new way to develop enzymes, which she calls directed evolution. And when she came up with that idea, people told her she was completely crazy, that it couldn't work. And I asked her, how did you have the courage to keep going in the face of that? And she said, I did not doubt myself. And I just was awed by that. And I thought, wow, how many women are able to say, I did not doubt myself? And how much more would we all be able to do if we could say that? There was another woman like that named Feifei Li, who is a great, one of the world's experts in artificial intelligence, and she's at Stanford. And she came up with a new way to teach computers to see. And when she came up with her technique, once again, people told her she was wrong. And she said, you know, she just thought about it, and she thought, well, what's the worst that can happen? I think I'm right, and if I'm not, I'll try something else. And I think that positivity that both of them display and that absolute core belief in yourself are just so important and so inspiring to me, and so I hope everybody who reads the book.
We're talking to Janis Kaplan. The book is The Genius of Women. When you said, quoting the woman you interviewed, I don't doubt myself, when you said it the first time, like I felt it physically. I was like, oh, I can't even imagine saying those words.
Right, right. And yeah, that's why I just went, wow, when she said it. And, you know, as I said, I think you kind of deserve a Nobel Prize just for getting to say that.
Yeah. And I wonder, too, and I'm sure you explore more of it in your book, you know, what kind of situation grows a woman like that? What kind of situation grows a woman who doesn't doubt herself? Or what kind of situation grows a woman who goes on to be a genius in their field?
I think many of the women grew up with families that were somewhat gender blind, that didn't force them in any way into girlish expectations. And parents do that sometimes in very subtle ways without realizing that they're doing it. You know, when you put your daughter in a princess costume on Halloween rather than an astronaut costume, you're sending her a message that she picks up. Kids are great little statistical processors. They understand what goes with what. Anne Wojcicki, who's the CEO of 23andMe, the genetics company, said that she grew up on the Stanford campus and that all of her friends were men, boys and girls, and it didn't occur to her that that she shouldn't have as many friends who were boys as friends who were girls. And she said when she got to college and she finally met somebody who treated her differently because she was a girl, she looked at him as sort of an anthropological study. And she said, oh, you're one of those people who thinks that women are different than men. And I think that sense of herself as just being part of the world is part of what allowed her to go on and create a big company and compete in a major tech world.
Wow. To look at someone like that and say, oh, you're one of those, you know, rather than growing up in a sea of those, as many of us did.
Exactly.
Who do you want to read this book?
Well, I hope everybody will read the book. I think it's not an angry book. My husband told me he loves it. I think people who are just interested in the subject and interested to discover what their own responses are to things. I've been particularly delighted by so many women who think that they know all of these issues and who are very successful in their own right and who've been calling me and emailing me to say that they are so surprised what they've discovered in this book and how awakened they have become by it. So I hope it's a book for everybody and their daughters to enjoy.
Chapter 14, Gina Davis and the Problem of Being Nice. Did you come across this nice problem once or twice?
Well, Gina talked about it, and women do have a way of being very self-deprecating. It's one of the techniques we use so that people will like us and so that we can hide how smart we are. And I don't think I was aware of just how much I do that until I started writing this book. I spoke to one professor at Emory University, Carol Anderson, and she caught me on it one day when we were talking and I made some self-deprecating comment, and she said, "Oh, stop it. Don't you hear yourself? That's the female language of self-deprecation." And once you hear yourself doing it, you go, "Okay, you're right. I won't do that anymore." So, yes, I think women do have that dilemma of we want people to like us, and it's okay to want people to like us, but we don't have to do it by putting ourselves down.
When I started speaking to you a few minutes ago, Janice Kaplan, and I said, you know, there is a new wave and women are coming to the forefront, I sensed a little bit of disbelief in your response. Tell me how you're feeling about that.
Well, I do think things have changed very dramatically. I would be foolish to say otherwise, but there are still huge structural barriers. And I think that each of the women that I interviewed, and some of them are quite young, some of them are in their 30s, probably up to their 60s, who are the geniuses, who are doing extraordinary things, every one of them had to figure it out for herself. Every one of them had to find her own path. So I think that open path where women can be treated the same as men, can achieve in the same way as men, is not something we have achieved yet, but hopefully we're on the way.
There seems to be a movement of women helping women. Is that just a nicety in my mind, or in your research, do you find that it's a truth?
It is absolutely a truth, and I found it with so many women who had reached the tops of their profession. Meg Urey, who was the first tenured woman professor of physics at Yale, once she got to a position where she could do something, she is such a great advocate for women and such a great role model for women, and I saw that over and over again. I also had the pleasure of interviewing a couple of very young CEOs, towards who I talk about at the end of the book, young women in their 20s who were entrepreneurs and who were running companies and that were mostly women executives or the people working for them were all women. And one of them said to me, "You know, I do believe in affirmative action. I think that perhaps I should hire a few men." Mm-hmm. And I love that because I think once women are in positions of power, they do bring other women along with them. And that's so important.
Janice Kaplan, where can we go for more information about you and the good work you're doing?
Well, thanks. My website is just janicekaplan.com, and The Genius of Women is available everywhere today. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore. And I hope everyone will grab a copy and share it with friends.
That is Janice Kaplan, former Parade editor-in-chief and author of The Gratitude Diaries. Her latest book, The Genius of Women, From Overlooked to Changing the World. Thank you, Janice Kaplan, New York Times best-selling journalist. Hi, Casey here. Thank you so much for tuning in. So let me give you a quick synopsis of what's new in Casey Land. You know, we had a couple of summer retreats scheduled for August, one at Graymore, one at Merriandale. Gosh, I don't know, right? Doesn't look like it's possible, but I think we've got a few Zoomy things in the works. So let me know what you'd like to experience in like a Zoom retreat. Anything you'd like to learn, any special guest you'd like to hear, how long you would like it to be, give me some feedback at casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. Meanwhile, Let It Shine, the nonprofit, is doing great things. We collected all kinds of household goods and we've been giving them away to families who need some stuff. That's a lot of fun, and we have more and more and more plans for the future. So if you are in need of something, or if you know of anyone who's in need of something, or a little TLC, look us up at gatheringlove.org, gatheringlove.org. And of course, on Sundays, Let It Shine Inc. runs the market at Mount Carmel. That's a new farmers and makers market. You know, we've got corn and basil and pickles and fresh mozzarella. And we also have artists and jewelry makers and vintage dealers. And that's every Sunday in Verplank, Casey.co or gatheringlove.org. Either has all that information. I don't know. Do I need two websites? Maybe I should consolidate. All right. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How well are you taking care of yourself? You know, this pandemic summer is just not opening up, I think, the way maybe we thought it would, or maybe we hoped it would, or maybe we fooled ourselves into thinking it could. One of my coworkers calls it the summer of nothing. There's not a lot of concerts to go to. Not a lot of people are going out to dinner and things like that, although some are. You know, some are going to malls, but still, it's not the summers that we've known in the past. You know, I'm not even thinking about going away or anything like that. My point in all this is to say, as the months wear on, the stress in us is just sort of simmering, right? Simmering in the background. There's a little bit of sadness, a little bit of simmering, you know. And as I've said many times before, I don't think our brains were wired to know about this much sadness as COVID-19 rages now with numbers up in 41 states. New York, God bless you, you've done so well, but numbers up in 41 states and New Jersey and Connecticut, you've done real well too. And as this goes on, we need to take care of ourselves. So I've bursted out of my pandemic slump because, Lord, I was in one. Just, you know, coming home, hanging out with the pets. My husband would get home. I'd open the wine, veg out or numb out on some Netflix, go to bed. Next day, same thing. Like, I just did that for months. I'm done with that now. I found a new exercise video, and I'm doing it every day, and I'm loving that. I should get her on the air, my new exercise queen. I think her name is Shalia. I'll reach out. Anyway, I just found her on YouTube, but I'm changing my inner dynamic. I'm changing my inner energy. And then I come to meet Master Ming Tong Gu. He is the man behind Wisdom Healing Qigong. I know. I say those words and you're like, what does that mean? If you're not familiar with Qigong, it just sounds crazy. But this talk that we're going to have is going to take all the crazy out. It's going to make perfect sense to you. And I really want to invite you to check out the Center for Wisdom Healing. It's actually in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But Master Gu has so many YouTube videos that are so easy to do. And so much information is waiting for you on the website. Master Gu, G-U. He gets it that the stress has been too much. And he gets it that we need to replace that energy pattern that's set up in us with something that's healthier and more nurturing. Now, we've got a long distance connection here, and he gets a little fuzzy at some part, but stick with it because it's worth it. And I really do believe you're going to understand energy patterns in a whole new way. Where do we start, Master Gu?
Well, mainly, you know, recognizing right now the need, especially for deal with incredible stress, physical, emotional, mental stress, and so much crisis happening in the world. So we need a more radical solution. And basically, Qigong allow us to empower self for self-healing, self-care, self-love, and self-realization. So it's really best time to awaken into that possibility, and also realizing Qigong is so simple. Everybody can do it. It's universal, it's accessible, it's directly experiential. So these are a few reasons I'm very passionate about too. Share this message and share the possibility and experience of this amazing practice.
How long will I have to practice before I feel a change?
And you can feel the energy, feel better right away. That's the amazing thing. You can feel right away. So more you practice, especially consistency, then more you can create a new pattern. Often, you know, the pattern is from the history, from the past. Change that pattern, is beyond just, you know, do some practice one day, one week, even, you know, it takes maybe a few months. Sometimes in a more challenging condition takes, a couple of years to see substantial change or total recovery.
Total recovery and substantial change in a couple of years. And that's from doing very simple movements and using our breath, and we'll begin to change what kinds of patterns?
Good question. You know, we experience all kind of problems in life, you know, different kind of health issues, different kind of diagnosis, now even different understanding what the cause of the problems might be. Food, might be environmental toxicant, might be genetic, might be relationship, and different things. They're all, in some level, it's all true, but usually referring to something happened in the past for, you know, childhood trauma, stress, and something happening around you now. Usually, you know, what happened in the past, you cannot change. What's happening around you in terms of environment, in terms of things, you know, in life, often very difficult to change. But as a result of that is the energy condition, the energy pattern inside of you. So the main issue we're facing, no matter what happened in the past, what's happening right now, is causing energetic stress the body, energetic contraction in the body, so to speak. So when you recognize in the body is made of energy, all life function is based on energy. When the energy is contracted, then the function is compromised in all dimensions of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual as human being. At the same time, when the energy is open, flowing well, communicating well, then the function is better. Then you return to more optimum state of, you know, being in your life. So that's the main principle. Then the ancient practice of Qigong is really allow you to open the energy. So no matter what happened in the past, no matter what is the understanding of the cause of the issue, or even the symptom of the issue right now experiencing can be very different. And from person to person, from day to day, from circumstance to circumstances, but you still can go into your energy body, opening the energy body. So when you promoting more opening, more flow of energy inside your body, then your health changes. You start to feel more energy, more connection, more joy, and more quality of life. Then again, over the time, you start to feel the pattern changes. Then eventually, you know, you can recover from whatever health issue might be. So the pattern, the deeper pattern is really about changing from contracted pattern to more open, flowing, holistic patterns.
Wow.
And that's the bottom line. So the experience of contraction in the body, if you're experiencing in your heart, then you feel, you know, lack of happiness, feel lack of love, you feel, you know, even depressed. And of course, you know, physically you feel whatever issue with your heart, with your cardiovascular system. And also you feel lack with your heart and the wisdom of the heart. So that's just the example. If the contraction is in the kidney system, then you experience in the problem with the reproductive system, hormone system, emotionally experience more fear. Right now experiencing so much of that. Also experiencing lack of creativity, lack of will for life, especially right now. We're experiencing, you know, like a lack of meaning, a lack of creativity in life for certain things. The Qigong is recognizing, you know, how life is impacting us in the body. But same time, you have access to your body energy. You can make internal change. Then from there, you change again these patterns. Then you can respond into life differently. You can still feel more love, compassion for yourself, for life in general. You still can awaken and connecting the creative power inside of you, move your life in this process beyond just surviving, for example.
I have never heard it explained so beautifully. I mean, when you talk about contracted energy and how Qigong opens your energy and what a contracted heart feels like and what an open heart feels like. Tell me again the part about, you said, because your phone broke up just a little bit when you were talking about contracted kidney energy.
Yes, the kidney energy, we call it called kidney energy, but beyond just kidney as organs. So really encompassing, you know, kidney, adrenal glands, the entire glandular system, entirely productive system, as well the skeleton system. But the subtle energy within that system is really the powerful energy of regeneration in your body, including the sexual energy, survival energy. So the whole life, especially your health, it depends on that energy to function properly. In the whole life, you know, it depends on regeneration of cells inside of you. So if that energy is contracted, doesn't matter what's the reason behind it, then we're experiencing fear emotionally. And physically, all these functioning of these system is compromised. So the main practice in Qigong basically is three kinds of practice. One is movement. And for example, if you're moving the hip area, opening the low back areas, then you're opening that kidney energy. Then the second kind of practice is sound, using the vibration. You're making these strong sounds and the energy opens up, vibrating, starts moving again instead of contracted or freeze up. And so then the energy opening up, you're transforming, not only enhancing the physical function of these organ system, but also able to transform the fearful pattern to more creative, empowered patterns of life. I say, you know, transforming from fearfulness to carefulness. Especially at this time, we need to be careful, but caring for life and allowing the creative energy still moving. So then the third kind of practice basically is meditation. Allow your mind connecting with your body, connecting with the energy directly. And your mind is really powerful. That is the most powerful treasure you have in your life. So cultivating that power is one of the key in the wisdom healing Qigong practice, like any, you know, a lot of other mind-body practice traditions.
Do you have videos that we could watch?
We have so much video, Casey, available on the internet, especially nowadays. The blessing of the technology makes this possible. So, like a lot of YouTube videos available, you can just search Wisdom Healing Qigong, or my name, or the Qi Center. But also we're offering the ebook plus practice video for this particular occasion. Through the website, AncientHealingSecrets.com.
AncientHealingSecrets.com. We are all on our way there right now. We're going to download that ebook. Thank you. That's very generous of you. And we're going to find a practice video on that website as well.
Yes. There's, I think, three or four videos available to guide you these movements, some sound, meditation practice.
Beautiful.
You know, with the stress, releasing the contraction, discover resilience in your body. Same time, strength in the immune system at this given time of great challenges and need.
Thank you. You're going to be my new Qigong teacher. What do you think of that?
Wow, I'm delighted.
All right. You'll be hearing from me again. Anything else our listeners need to know this morning?
Yeah, right now is really we're experiencing a wake-up call in human history. On one hand, we say, you know, we're in this together. It's so true, you know, experiencing the amazing challenges, crisis, you know, we probably, most of us who have not experienced in a lifetime. On the other hand, it's also amazing opportunity. We're together searching for a new way, not only for experiencing, you know, new possibility, but discovering new capacity, mind, body, heart, spirit capacity as human being. Also together, how we can creating a new paradigm for health, for relationship, for, you know, all the structure, social, economical, even political structure, but also learn how to take care of ourselves, take care of each other, take care of the planet Earth, so we can have a really a chance you know, to have a better life for ourselves, but particularly for our next generation. And I feel we are in a critical time, and this is an incredible opportunity.
Wisdom Healing Qigong provides a path to reduce stress and helps us improve our resistance. And now, do you get it the way he explained it so perfectly? You know, the repetition and the repetition and the repetition of what we've been living through has set up an energy pattern inside of us. Maybe it's a little bit of anxiety or a little bit of grouchiness or a little bit of despair, maybe. Maybe, right? But the practice of Qigong, opening up your energy centers, getting your blood flowing, relaxing your mind, relaxing your body, replaces that old pattern with a new pattern. I am going to give it a try, and I want you to give it a try. Let's both go to the website and do some Qigong with Master Ming Tang Gu, and next week we'll talk about it. Come on, let's try it. I don't want to be the only one. All right. Thank you so much. Our thought for the day is from Dr. Oz, who said, if you want to be healthy and live to 100, do Qigong. You better try it. Don't leave me hanging. Have a great week. Shine on.